The Good News, according to Mark, chapter 8. In those days when a large crowd had gathered together, and once again they were without anything to eat, he called his disciples to him, and said to them, I feel compassion for the multitude, because they have been with me 3 days already, and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they might faint on the way, and some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, Where can we find any bread here in this uninhabited place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. Then he instructed the crowd to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them in pieces and gave them to his disciples to give to them. So they set them before the multitude. They also had a few small fish. After having blessed them, he told his disciples to set these before them also, and everyone ate and was satisfied. Afterwards, they gathered up 7 baskets of broken pieces that were left over, and those who ate were about 4,000 in number. Then he sent them away. Then he entered directly into the boat with his disciples and came to the coast of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came there and began to debate with him, seeking a sign from heaven from him and testing him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek for a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them. And entering into the boat again, he departed to go to the other side. But they had forgotten to take bread. They didn't have more than 1 loaf with them in the boat. And he warned them, saying, Look, be perceptive concerning the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. And they discussed this with one another, saying, He said that because we don't have any bread. And Jesus, perceiving it, said to them, Why do you discuss your not having bread? Don't you yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts still calloused? Having eyes, you still don't see, and having ears, you still don't hear. Don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves among the 5,000? How many baskets full of broken pieces did you gather up? They said to him, 12. And when I broke the 7 loaves among the 4,000, how many basketfuls of broken pieces did you gather up? And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, How is it that you still don't understand? When they came to Bethsaida, those from that area brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. Then he took the blind man by the hand and took him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, Do you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see men, but they look like walking trees. Then he laid his hands on his eyes again, and he recovered his sight completely, being restored to his former state, and saw everything clearly. And he sent him away to his home, saying, Don't go back into the village, and don't tell anyone in the village. And Jesus went out with his disciples into the villages of Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked his disciples, saying to them, Who do men say that I am? And they told him, saying, John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets. Then he asked them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said to him, You are the Anointed One. And he ordered them not to tell anyone this about him. And he began to teach them that it was necessary for the Son of Man to suffer many things, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said these things very clearly. So Peter took him aside and began forcefully to try to talk him out of this idea. But he, turning around and seeing his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, Get behind my back, Satan, for you do not understand the things of God, but are thinking like a man. And he called the multitude to him, along with his disciples, and said to them, If anyone wishes to follow after me, let him reject his own self, pick up his cross, and follow me. For whoever seeks to preserve his own soul life will have it utterly destroyed. And whoever declares that his soul life must be put to death for my sake, and the sake of the good news message, will be being saved himself through transformation. For how does it benefit anyone to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul life? Or what could a man give as a ransom for his soul life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. This is the end of Mark, chapter 8.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.